Finally, a few moments with singer Al Green. You, that's NPR's listeners, voted his 1971 hit, Let's Stay Together, one of the top 100 songs of the 20th century, with its plea for two people to hang in there, whether times are good or bad. It quickly became an anthem to lovers. No doubt you've heard it, with sighs, at more than a few weddings. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, unlike the soul shouters of the 1950s and 60s, Al Green was a singer who did more with a whisper than a scream.
In his forthcoming autobiography, Al Green admits that there's more than one Al Green. There's the Reverend Al Green, who's been preaching every Sunday at the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Memphis for more than 20 years. There's the regular Al Green, known only to his close friends and family. And, of course, there's the artist Al Green.
Now you're talking to the artist. You're talking to Al that lived it.
Al Green lived it a lot before he was Al Green the star. He was born in Jack Nash, Arkansas, grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, sang with his family in a gospel group, got kicked out of his parents' house for listening to crooner Jackie Wilson, and moved in with his first girlfriend, a prostitute. When Green was 20, he put together his own group, the Soulmates, and in 1967 scored a minor hit with the song Backup Train.
Backup Train.
Green grew to hate this song, even though the Soulmates caused a sensation singing it at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. The group soon dissolved. Green struck out on his own, but wherever he went, Backup Train was all people wanted to hear him sing. Some marquees even called him Al Backup Train Green. His career began to stall. Then one night in Midland, Texas, he found himself on a bill with Willie Mitchell. Mitchell was a kind of jack-of-all-trades on the Memphis music scene. Trumpeter, bandleader, songwriter, and head of High Records, a friendly rival to the better-known Stax label. In 1968, Mitchell had a minor hit with the instrumental number Soul Serenade. On the night that Willie Mitchell and Al Green first met, Green took to the stage and sang Backup Train for all it was worth to impress the headliner. Mitchell didn't care much for the song, but heard something irresistible in Al Green and agreed to become his producer.
But I told him, I said, come back to Mitchell and me and we'll do something good. He said, how long before you think I hit a record? He said, I said, about 18 months. He said, I ain't got that long. But he's very young then.
Young, impatient, and broke. Al Green wanted to go places, but didn't have too many options. He and Mitchell started working together, and 18 months later, released their first hit. Tired of Being Alone was the first in a series of hits for the team, and it wasn't long before they released a new chart climber. Willie Mitchell sketched out some chords, and he says it took Green just 15 minutes to write the lyrics. But Mitchell says the time it took to record the song was an eternity.
It took us 100 and some hours to put the the song on tape. Because Al kept saying, "What do you want, man?" I said, "Well, I want you."
I'm in here trying to blow the studio top off. And Willie kept saying, "No, just say it." I'm going like, I think I need to just muscle up and sing it. He said, "Don't try to handle the song, Al. Just let the song happen. Just let it happen. Just let it ooze out and let it, that's right."
I wanted this golden voice on it. And he kept giving me somebody else's voice. And then that's why we just kept going over and over and over and over again. Yeah. When he nailed it, I said, "That's the one."
Mitchell turned soul music in a new direction with Let's Stay Together, says Davin C., co-author of Al Green's forthcoming autobiography.
Prior to that time, in the 60s, the golden age of soul music, it was very much about this sort of shouting, paint-peeling, floor-stomping R&B style personified by guys like Otis Redding, who even when he did a ballad kind of gave it everything he had. It was kind of pushed to the limit. And for some, in some miraculous way, if you're a music fan, it's miraculous, Willie Mitchell kind of turned that whole equation on its head. He dialed everything down. He separated out the elements of the songs. He minimalized everything. Less was more. The lighter, the better. He used to tell Al Green that it should be smooth as silk on the top and rough on the bottom. And you can hear that just personified in Let's Stay Together.
Within a month of its release in early December 1971, Let's Stay Together reached the top 10 on both the R&B and pop charts. It stayed there for more than 2 months.
I was in London for 26 days when the song came out, and we didn't know that it was a hit. So when we came back to America, we did this show at the Armory in Washington, D.C. with James Brown and the Famous Flames, and we didn't really know that the song was a hit. So we came out on the stage and did this down ba da da da. And then Let's Stay Together, and the audience ran up and was screaming. The police had to come out. There was girls on stage, and everybody was wondering what's going on. I mean, what's wrong with these people? They're not trying to hurt us, seem like. And so it just, and we was about to say, it's a hit, it's a hit, it's a hit.
We ought to stay together, loving you.
For the next 2 years, Al Green recorded 7 singles with Willie Mitchell at High Studios in Memphis. Each sold more than 1 million copies. Willie Mitchell was a gifted arranger. The High Records house band included some of the best musicians in the South. he wanted to create a sound that melded the gritty Memphis horns with the tenderness of Al Green's voice. Besides horns, he used strings and a rock-steady rhythm section on Green's albums. It was Mitchell who taught Green to let loose his vulnerable side when the song called for it.
I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So can you stop the rain from falling in the house?
How
can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say it.
Al Green's physical presence was just as seductive as his singing. His wardrobe included white leather pants and purple suits, and he often performed bare-chested. Green admits he was sexy and charming, and women loved him.
He's a tall boy. He's a well-trimmed boy. He's, he's handsome. He wears clothes tight. I mean, come on. I mean, they were up on stage with him.
But like a lot of black musicians whose training began with gospel, Green says he constantly struggled with the conflict between the sacred and the secular. In the late summer of 1973, Green gave a concert at Disneyland in Anaheim, California.
I did the show that night at 12:30, got back to the hotel about 1:30 or so, got showered up and said, hey, I'm pooped, see you tomorrow. We closed the door and I went to sleep and that was it, yeah. And I've never been the same since, you know.
In the middle of the night, Green says he heard the voice of God ask him, are you ashamed of me?
Are you ashamed of me? I had to come out of there. Because I was in the bathroom holding the towels because I was rejoicing and I couldn't stop. So I would hold the towels up to my mouth in the bathroom and my girlfriend is knocking on the door. Open up, what's going on? So I was born again that night, yes.
For the next couple of years, Green continued to tour and recorded two more albums with Willie Mitchell. But he also started preaching on stage during his concerts and turning more of his attention to gospel music. In 1976, he and Willie Mitchell parted ways, mainly because gospel wasn't something Mitchell wanted to pursue. Green opened his own studio and began recording sacred music. Today, the Reverend Al Green is more understanding of the artist Al Green, and secular music has made its way back into his concerts. Green believes that the sacred and the profane can be two sides of the same person, and he says his audience expects to hear both.
That's why the people say, sing what you sing. Sing your Let's Stay Together. Sing your Amazing Grace. Sing your, and then go in the studio and cut me some more. So that's why I'm going now in the studio to cut some more.
This summer, Al Green has concerts scheduled in Baltimore, Chicago, and his hometown, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair.
And for this evening, that's Weekend, All Things Considered.